Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan Burke. Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest. And Stephanie usually says, your hermitage of the heart, and then I say your monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts and minds to heaven. But Stephanie's not in studio today. I'm here with a good friend, Drago Dimitrov, and I always mess up his name, even though I've said it many times. Did I get it close that time?
Hey, you know, I grew up in the Midwest. I've heard every variation.
So it's close enough. We'll stick with your first name. That's easier for me. But Drago is part of the Holy Habits team. And I'm super excited, if you've never heard of it, to have him in studio. Obviously, he's taken up Stephanie's seat. But Holy Habits is the best use, in my opinion, the best use in terms of technology of any resource available to any Catholic in the world today. Pretty big statement, isn't it?
I'll take that, man. I'm feeling good. My mom will be proud.
Your mom will be proud. So the best use of modern technology in the church today. And there's other good, I mean, that isn't even saying bad things about other folks who are using technology to help people spiritually. But I've personally invested time and energy into Holy Habits and informing the way the content's developed and the way that it thinks and the way that it helps people to grow spiritually. So welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio.
Thanks for having me. This is a beautiful studio, and in 2D, it's one thing, but 3D, the full immersion, it's nothing like it.
Yeah, it's great. And it's great to talk about, you know, how to help people be holy, which is really at the heart of what we do. Yeah. And at the Avila Institute. And of course, as an extension, it's at the heart of what you do. I just out of curiosity, what got you initially engaged in how to use technology, you know, this question of how do we use technology to help people advance in their faith or grow in their faith?
Yeah, that's a great question, because technology oftentimes can be viewed as a distraction, and let's go touch grass, right, and spend more time outside of technology. But we realize we are in a culture that's deeply integrating it. We're using it in our work. We're using it to connect with other people. And so then obviously we've had the success of Catholics using and creating apps as well. And so there's a real tool of ministry there. You know, I always think that the reason why I'm not a saint yet is not because of God's grace. God's grace is there. It's my lack of cooperation with it. And if technology is so integrated in my decision-making and my use of the will, how can I use that tool to facilitate and encourage my will to cooperate with God's grace and in the pursuit of holiness?
Great. Well, you know what? I've got out a bit ahead of my skis, because I didn't say, we said who you are.
Yeah.
We've sort of mentioned an app, but why don't you set the stage for us about what you're doing with, and describe the app a little bit, and then we'll kind of jump in deeper after that.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of it's inspired by the work you're doing, where there's a clear a paradigm of ascent. There's there's a progression, a structure progression. So from Drago to Saint Drago, it's not this fuzzy thing of like, yeah, I guess I'll be a saint. What does that mean? But there's distinct stages as we look at the moral theology of the church, and you know, I don't need to repeat all the formation you do, but you know, most Catholics are stuck at that purgative stage early on, wrestling with the same habitual sins. You confess, but then you're doing it again. And God's mercy is always there, fair enough, but you know, it's not the optimal way for the progress and walking in Christ. And so how do we help, you know, company like pilgrims, people on the journey with the different tools, nudging them in the right direction? And then, you know, through tools like the Roots and Assessment, which, you know, inspired by your work with the Interior Life. So people can get in there, figure out what their root sin is. It gives them insights on habits then that they could use to offset the root sin. And then there's other toolkits there. So, you know, some people use confession logging. Some people use the Daily Gospel. It's kind of a sanctification platform meant for the serious Catholic who wants to make progress in the interior life.
Yeah. So without disparaging, because, you know, there's a growing number of entrance into this space of helping people with technology, whether it be Magisterium AI or other things like that. I think what differentiates, if I could use an analogy and see if it works, what we're doing with Holy Habits from the others is, as an example, Sophia Institute Press, deeper water in terms of helping people to grow spiritually. If I look at like Matthew Kelly, and this is, there's nothing, I'm not saying anything negative, but what he has done is he's good at reaching people on the edges and bringing them a step in. But progression wise, you know, that would be, you know, somebody who's kind of not really committed in the church. And I published a few books with Matthew for this very purpose.
Yeah.
The simplest, easiest book on prayer, Into the Deep, I published with Matthew because I knew it would reach a lot of people who are only just barely considering a life of prayer. So then you go from his work that he typically does then to like Sophia Institute Press. One is reaching that person who's on the way outer edge, mm-hmm. or on the outer edge. And then, and Sophia is going to reach people who are, okay, now they want to start running.
Yes.
You know, I think that's the space of Holy Habits. Would you agree with that? It's yeah. the people who really want to go deeper.
I agree. Yeah. Look, for a lot of people and maybe some listeners, right, we go through rough patches and feels like we're about to head off the cliff. And there's certain things that might kind of reorient us. And the cliff's now behind us. And that's great. But having the cliff behind us is not enough to get us to the actual destination we need to be. We avoided the pitfall. So, right, we need actually, how do I navigate? What are the paths forward ahead as I proceed towards the destination, towards the beatific vision, not just, you know, don't fall into, you know, the abyss, right?
Right. So the cliff is I'm exiting out of this life of sin. I really want to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, but now how do I do that? And I think that's what Holy Habits is really good with in terms of understanding the progress of the soul.
Yes.
And then using technology to say, okay, here's where you are based on how the app interacts with you. Maybe describe a little bit about how Holy Habits, like when somebody first enters in, what are they going to experience?
Yeah. So once you go through the onboarding, which the onboarding itself has an element of formation in there because it right. forces you to reflect, you know, what are the reasons why I'm falling into sin? What are the kind of the holes that I'm trying to fill? And then you get in there, you do the root sin analysis. So I figure out my root sin. I then do an optional input where I say, state in life, I'm a father, I'm a business person. Yeah.
You know what? Can we back up?
Oh, let's back
so,
up.
So root sin analysis, just so that, sure. you know, we have a whole spectrum of people that listen to the show. Some are brand new to it. Some have been listening a long time and they'll know it. But root sin analysis basically is just follows an ancient tradition in Catholicism that has as its foundational understanding that each of us has a primary defect. Historically, it's been called dominant fault, dominant defect, more recently, root sin. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's sort of the epicenter of where all of our problems come from spiritually.
Yeah.
Right. So the app helps you through a question, sort of a quiz process.
Yeah, that. Dynamic type. It adjusts based on your answer. So,
To gain some starting place to start attacking the main epicenter of vice in your life,
yeah.
which it may just be one particular aspect of it, and then helping you to build a pathway then also to virtue.
Yeah.
Does that?
Yeah, absolutely. And what we do, so right, the triple concupiscence in First John, so my root sin was pride, right?
Yeah.
But pride can mean, and I know I'm just preaching to the choir here, but
a lot of things.
Yeah, a lot of things. It could be selfishly, I'm thinking about myself, I'm impatient with people, or it could be like in my case, difficulty submitting to someone who I think is less competent, right?
Right.
I think I know the right way to do things and whatever. So that insight itself, just even being aware of that helps. But then when we take it a step further, is our app will create the habit suggestions of based on your roots in, based on your sacramental participation, your state in life, here is a plan of habits you can work on. And I've been using this, it's helped my marriage. I mean, it's funny, like the other day I needed to do a refresh on my habits and you know, I put something in my marriage that I needed to work on. And the app actually generated a very practical thing that I now track and I make sure, right? Because yes, I want to make sure I'm a good husband intrinsically, but also like I want to maintain, you know, and see my progress that I'm not just thinking I'm a good husband, but I can actually show some evidence at least and hold myself accountable for.
Well, let's dig into that.
Yeah.
Right. So Do you mind sharing or shouldn't share?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you share what it is and then how is it? Because that's what people really love. I mean, get out of the abstract. And I can even share some of my stuff as well. But what is it that it led you to do? Like, what was the sort of amorphous general thing idea that led you specifically to being a better husband?
Yeah. So I'll use two examples here. So a year ago, one of the habits with the pride and busy was, you know, am I spending enough time with my spouse? Quality time, undisturbed, not distracted. And so then one of the habits was like a spouse time habit, you know, each day, 30 minutes, undisturbed quality time with the spouse. So I started logging that habit and develop a pretty good streak. And I see this, the fruits of my marriage. That's like a baseline. Now, you know, this is kind of silly, right? A cliche, but like, as far as like dishes or like at nighttime, the son's asleep. And yeah, like I make sure the kitchen's good. Like I take care of things, but lately I started to slack. Like, do I really want to vacuum? Well, I don't see crumbs. And I started allowing myself a way out. And so I had a conversation with my wife and she's like, oh, you know, cause we're, you know, God willing, we're pregnant, expecting our second. So it's like, you know, as a husband, I need to be there for her. So seriously and kind of cheekily, I said, honey, don't worry because this is going to be my next holy habit. And she's like, oh, fine. Yeah. So I put in the app, the situation, and now I have a kitchen cleanup grace that it put. And it adds the flavor of like, pray the Hail Mary while you're doing this, you know, so there's like an added component that the app generated, but
it's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, you know, if you're out there and you're struggling with sin, which means you have a pulse, or you're struggling with virtue, which means you have a pulse and you care about growing in your faith, we are fully behind at the Abel Institute, spiritualdirection.com, personally behind this app and helping to bring about the content and the perspective and the outputs and the wisdom that you get from it to help you to get very targeted and begin to make progress in the interior life. And sometimes that's all we need is just clear, you know, clarity is huge, right? Yeah. You have a general idea. You want to be a better husband. Well, what does that mean? And how do you specifically apply that to your wife? And then how do you get accountable without having to, you know, I mean, accountability that's human is really the best accountability. But, you know, I don't want you calling me every day and checking in. You know, I've got too much to do, right?
Yeah.
So the app itself talks to you about, you know, how are you doing and gives you feedback, that sort of thing. So when we get back from the break, I want to talk about that very practically.
Yeah.
So you said you had this specific goal of helping in the kitchen, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
When we get back from the break, specifically, what does the app do that helps you with that, and how does it remind you or whatever, just whatever detail you think would help people understand?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be right back.
The beautiful fact that no suffering is wasted, that all suffering has a purpose, and to wrestle with the idea, which is that everything that happens in our lives is either willed or permitted by God. Okay, God, why would you permit these things? I know that you're a good father and you're a loving father. So there's something there. So I have to bridge this gap between your permission of my suffering to your love for me as a father. And Uniformity with God's Will, the book by St. Alphonsus Liguori, bridges that gap. And he explains, as only he can, because he's such a hard hitter, the reality that these are all moments of growth, of virtue, of, hey, your legs are weak. You're like a newborn deer. You can't stand on your own. We need to get you to stand on your own. You know, those sorts of things. Even desolation, you know, the day-to-day kind of the ebbs and flows of the spiritual life. Those things are all permitted for a greater good, whatever that might be.
Check out the brand new updated version of Uniformity with God's Will titled Finding Peace in the Storm with commentary by Dan Burke.
This is Dan Burke. Welcome back to Divine Intimacy Radio with my guest, Drago Dimitrov. I think I got it right that time. He's used to people messing up his name, so he's just going to be nice in return. But of course, he's leading the charge on this new app, Holy Habits, that I think is really a beautiful entrant into this digital space, Catholic digital space, of asking and answering the question, how can we use technology to help us? Because, you know, I just want to say to those who are a little older, maybe my age demographic, although I'm a very tech savvy person, but people my age or older typically are kind of can be suspicious of technology, kind of skeptical or whatever. But I have to say that, you know, my kids, one of them is a producer here, they grew up, you guys are the same age or real close to the same age. You guys grew up with technology in your hand. I mean, do you remember a time when you didn't have technology?
It's interesting that we are the last generation to straddle the before and after on smartphones, apps, internet. Yeah. So, but right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then of course, a lot of the people we reach that are younger, they have no memory of not having technology.
Yeah.
So the fact it's there.
Yeah.
So if you don't like that it's there, fine, but understand it's there. So why not use it to advance the kingdom of God? If people are oriented to think that way, like, you know, they're oriented to using technology to help them solve other issues in life, like their finances or communication or whatever, why not the faith?
Yeah, and it's a tricky thing because on the one hand, we might want people to spend less time on the screen, but given that people are on the screen, how do we make it the most sanctifying use of that screen time? So there's a little bit of that balancing that. But one thing that we do, because an annoying thing about apps is who wants to learn how to use a new app?
Sure.
There's so many apps. So from the very beginning, we designed this with a text message integration. So once you're set up on Holy Habits, you don't even have to open the app up at all. You get a text message every day. You know, hey, Dan, here's your 5 goals that you're doing. You respond back to the text, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you log that way. So rather than having to build an additional habit of using the app, you just get the text message and everyone wants to check their text messages.
Yeah, I think that was a brilliant feature to make it easier to use. So you don't have to be in it every day or opening it up or whatever. But back to before the break, we were talking about you trying to become a better husband.
Yeah.
How does it appear in the app? And then how does the app help you on a day-to-day basis with that?
Yeah. So with the generated habits, and by the way, I say generated habit because we also have habits you can assign for yourself, of course. So if you want to assign yourself your own goals, you can do that.
So, an example, like if I just want to put in mental prayer, 6 a.m.
You could do that. Yeah. Or even things like workout or, you know, call a family member, you know, whatever you want to do. But the way it works is when my habit's generated, the rationale for it being there and how the habit combats the root sin. So that's there. And then I get the notification. So the problem is, and maybe this is more of a masculine bias as far as our forgetfulness on, you know, like we make a resolution to be a better husband, but, you know, we get so laser focused on our mission, maybe the work, the career, different things. And it's like, oh man, how am I forgetting this thing? I already had a conversation and I told my wife, but you know, that's why the use of nudges and things to kind of cues to cue you back into the things that matter to you that you've committed to. That's where technology really helps to interrupt the pattern. So when we're getting the pattern and then it's like, oh yeah, this is what I care about. This is what I'm working on. And so that's how it helps to create that cueing.
It's interesting about the male thing because we just led a marriage retreat. I won't say where, but just so I can keep people anonymous, but we had an engineer and his wife. Great guy, wants to love his wife, do the right thing, always forgets the honey-do list, right, to her, and then she doesn't feel loved and that sort of thing. Well, this app is one, I think it's going to be more powerful than, like, let's say a reminder app.
Yeah.
Because I've used reminder apps before.
Sure.
But a reminder doesn't connect to my faith, really.
Yeah.
It's sort of a separate thing, and it's connected because that's why I put the reminder there. But in Holy Habits, this is a technology an ecosystem or world that becomes part of your life, wherein what you're trying to do and achieve has to do with getting to heaven. Not to be too narcissistic about, oh, it's just about me and what I want, but getting to heaven, which means having a relationship with Jesus, which means being a good Catholic, which means being a good husband and father, all of those things. And so the app, it has at its center the desire to honor God.
Yeah.
And so then what is generated by definition, psychologically, spiritually, has a higher order of importance.
Yeah.
And I think it's really going to help even guys.
Yeah.
Even guys to follow through.
The necessity to have a rightly ordered teleology in the DNA of what we're doing is important, because we are in a culture, which is interesting, is a return towards challenge. People want challenge, and you see it certainly in this like nutrient health optimization. I'm going to track my calories, my heart rate, glucose. So we see all that, but then a lot of this, you can get trapped in this optimization for what sake to,
right.
You know, or are we optimizing so we become more loving, connected, you know, unifying with God. And so having that purpose, you know, on top of all of this, so it's not just some optimization tool, but actually it's meant to point you to Christ.
And Holy Habits will work on the two major platforms. It's in the Google.
Yeah.
And the Google, I don't know what they call the
Google Play Store. Yeah.
The Apple App Store. So you can download that. That's like, is it like $1,000?
$10,000, but we'll slash that and make it $10 a month for anyone listening. But we do have the free version as well, so everybody can try for 14 days free the full package, and you get your roots in, you get all that, and you can choose to stay on the full package or to use like the smaller features, and those are great too. People like that too.
In terms of feedback that you've received, I know you've had some really amazing testimonies. Give me one that, you know, really, because I know when you're giving your life to this work, and I know how powerful it is when somebody pops up and says, hey, I was heading the wrong way, and just what you've done for me has really shifted my path. Give me an example of what you've heard that's really moved you.
One that jumps to mind is the idea of like, I feel like this app knows me, has my spiritual journey on the app. It's personalized, as opposed to like just throwing a one size fits all. And so this idea, and part of this is because of the new technology that's available to facilitate that experience, but it's less about treating people like a one size fits all cookie cutter template, but it's acknowledging that I have a unique journey with Christ. Yes, there are certain structures we can see across all the lives of the saints.
Sure.
But the journey of Saint Teresa of Avila is different than, you know, John Paul II, et cetera, right? So that ability to touch people where they're at, and to overcome some sins that they've been struggling with. People say, I mean, you can look at the reviews on the store. I mean, it's like, wow, I'm finally getting these habits done. I'm going to confession. It's more fruitful.
That brings to mind another differentiation that I think is important to highlight. So there's good content, I'll just call them content distribution apps out there.
Yeah.
Right. So apps that deliver good Catholic content.
Yeah.
That's very different than Holy Habits approach, which the concern of it's Holy Habits is almost, I don't want to overstate this. It's almost like a digital spiritual director.
Yeah. Coaching,
in a way.
Kind of like direction.
Yeah. So it's, and you said this well, but it's worth repeating.
Yeah.
The app itself is trying to, in a sense, wrap itself around where you are in the Lord right now and where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you now and where are you going? So it's not anyone comes on, the same general stuff is delivered, or maybe stuff that you're interested in is delivered. That's a whole different model than what you're doing with Holy Habits, right?
Yeah.
But if you were to speak to each one, and you could, or you had them face to face, and what would you tell them? I mean, why should they take a risk and invest a little bit of their time and jump into this? I mean, what's your best pitch to get people moving? Because I want to see tens of thousands of people on this app. I think it changed the face of the church.
Yeah. I mean, if we're serious about what we believe and that it's not just some vague thing, but for example, if we're going to purgatory, and if purgatory, as far as I can tell, the saint is going to be much more of a difficult process than on earth, the sanctification and the purification we can do today on earth.
Yeah.
Well, let's get what we can done on earth. And so if it takes a little effort, well, the upside is pretty enormous. So definitely try it out. I don't know what a better use of time than investing in your spiritual life, it could be. So it would be much easier if we can get holier and make progress now than put it off till purgatory.
I would also say another argument would be too is the wisdom in the app is just longstanding church mystical tradition.
Yes.
So it's not a secular perspective on the soul or how to make progress. the wisdom built into the app is rooted in Catholic mystical tradition.
Yeah, and to get a taste of that, we didn't talk about this part of the app, but you can choose a saint whose inspiration and writings that you value. And then when you submit your weekly reflection, we will generate a saintly lesson based on that saint's wisdom. And so that's the real way to test and feel that wisdom of the saints that you're referring to.
Absolutely. So go out there, download Holy Habits. And I promise you, you know, if you do, you won't call me in a year and say that was a waste of time. I think what instead you'll do is say, wow, this has been a huge help for me to make progress in the interior life. And like I said, if I haven't been clear enough, I've been behind this since the beginning, being in essence a content expert to provide the wisdom of the church and the saints. If you love the Avila Institute and spiritualdirection.com and what we do in terms of that content, that wisdom is built into the app and will continue to build out features. And the whole concept behind this app, again, very different than what else is out there. All that's out there I've seen is only good, but this is about going deeper.
Yeah.
This is about, you know, you're ready to make some serious change in your life, to go deeper in the Lord, to find the peace that he has for you, to find the joy that you read about when St. Paul talks about the peace that passes all understanding, to find yourself at a place where sin is no longer dominating you, but you have the ability by God's grace to overcome habitual sin and to begin to live a life of virtue. So in essence, you know, I call the Avila Institute like a saint making machine. Holy Habits, just right in that same line. It's a saint making machine. And if you'll give yourself to the wisdom of the church, as it's expressed in the way the app seeks to help you to grow spiritually, I promise you that you will grow spiritually. So thank you for all your hard work on Holy Habits.
Thank you for your support. It's been wonderful working with you and doing this mission. Yeah.
God be praised. So until next time, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.